Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
A lot of our listeners are women, and they tend to be cautious. They overthink their next move. Now, let's face it, a lot of us guys probably ought to start listening to that and thinking before we make our moves, but that's a whole other story, whole other segment. Because today I want to focus on it, because getting ahead requires taking action and overcoming some of this. And our guest today, joining Lisa and I, is Wendy Sachs. And she, after college, she started out on Capitol Hill as a press secretary, which that would be an interesting conversation, but we'll save that again for another day. She moved into news, became an Emmy award-winning producer, went on to Dateline, CNN, Fox. I'm reading this bio. Oh my gosh. You've become a huge success. So let's talk about this, because you talk about, you wrote a book, Fearless and Free, How Smart Women Pivot and Relaunch Their Careers. So you were a huge success, and you've pivoted and relaunched?
I've had to. I mean, I think that's the story of so many people today. The workforce is changing. The economy is completely different than it was 5-10 years ago. Digital and technology has really disrupted so many industries, from media and advertising to news. Even retail has changed. And to stay relevant, to stay current, you have to be pivoting. You have to be keeping up. And, you know, knowing that your audience, you have so many women listeners, so many women actually take time out of the workforce when they have children. About 40% of them actually take some time out and then are trying to reenter. Reentering can be very challenging these days if you have not kept up your skill set or kept up your network or figured out what you're going to do to get back in. So it's really important to be able to stay agile and to be able to stay focused in a way that you're going to be able to get a job. So, yeah, I've pivoted. You know, I say I'm like a modern multi-hyphenate. I've done so many different things. There is some sort of through line to all of it, so it's not completely random. But I've had to. I've lost my job. I've been fired from jobs. And, you know, you have to get back up again and figure out what you're going to do next and how your skills are relevant to a position that, frankly, maybe didn't even exist 5 years ago. You know, there were no iPhones 10 years ago. So the entire world has truly changed and transformed. So jobs that didn't exist, like data scientists, which is like a huge, you know, it's a huge a career now for so many people coming out of college, and there's a lot of, you know, great potential there. Things like app designer. There were no apps because there were no iPhones. So many careers now just simply didn't exist when I first had children.
See, I've heard about those times. No, I'm kidding.
That could be nice for years.
I remember when payphones were a dime, but that's a whole. So let me ask you. You know, you talk about women leaving the workforce for a while to have kids, and as a guy, I truly can't connect. So the question would be: do you think some women don't get back into the workforce or becoming an entrepreneur or going back in the career world because of fear, or what do you think holds them back?
Oh no, absolutely. In fact, there are so many studies that really show. That really shows this, you know, what is it that holds us back? In fact, there's a very well-regarded study that's been quoted by Sheryl Sandberg and Lean In and across multitudes of studies, and it found that men will actually apply for a job if they meet 60% of the qualifications, and women will only apply for a job if they meet 100% of the qualifications. So men are much quicker to raise their hand and say, hey, I'll try it, I'll figure this out, whereas women want to be perfect. We're afraid to make that move. We're afraid to take that risk because we're afraid of failing. You know, we want to get it right, and it's not that we're not able to. It has nothing to do with our ability. It's completely a mindset, and so it's all about shifting this mindset and feeling willing to take the risk, because when you can take the risk, you create the confidence to make the move, and the root of this comes down to confidence.
You hit on a key, because all I'm thinking, I'm laughing as you're saying it. I got this biggest grin, and because I put it to the dating world. I'm married now, but when I was dating, even my wife, I she's so out of my league. I probably didn't qualify 60% of the way to ask her out, and I just went for it. I didn't overthink it. I said, I'm going for it, and it goes back to confidence, and or maybe us men not thinking things through. So women, but it worked out.
It did work out.
so you know, it goes back to some of the things you're saying in your book. book is, you know, don't overthink it and take action and be confident.
Right. You know, there's other studies that show, you know, how do you grow confidence, right? It actually does come from, like, the bigger risks you take, the more you put yourself out there, the more you have to gain out of that experience, and, you know, the more confident you become. And when you start doing that, when that becomes a pattern, and you start building up that mojo, you're able to be a little bit more confident about going out and saying, hey, you know what, I really do want to create this business for myself, and maybe I'll do a little side hustle first to see, you know, if it works out for me, or to see if I really like it, or to see if I can raise the money to actually get this off the ground. But it all starts with, you know, believing in yourself to take some action. And there's, you know, this other philosophy out there that's very prevalent in the startup space, and it's this whole fake it until you make it, or fake it until you become it idea. I mean, fake it till you make it is something we've always heard about, but truly going out and creating that, you know, in the tech world, they call it their beta version, right? They just put something out into the universe. They don't know if it's going to work. It may be a total epic fail, but they put it out there, and they keep pivoting on that. They keep changing it up and switching it up until it's either going to work or it won't work, but they're not afraid to go out there with it. And using that analogy is how I try to look at women in their careers, to say, we just need to go out there with our beta version. We need to fake it until we make it, or fake it until we become it. If it doesn't work, move on. If it does work, learn from that, make it better, and onward we go. You know, that's just it's a different mentality, and I think it's one that women could really embrace and could really grow from.
Yeah, you know, Wendy, I completely agree. You know, when I started in radio, nobody offered me a job. I had to create a show. I had to pitch a show. I had to bust my ass. I had to convince them. And it was going to be this little local show where I just interviewed local people, because I used to do a TV show like that. And I thought, wait a second, I'm on the radio. I can reach out to anybody. And I started reaching out to celebrities. And before you know it, I'm interviewing all the same people you see on all the national shows and the morning shows and everything. But nobody came up and said, oh, here, do you want to work in radio? I had to make it happen, and I had to believe in myself. So, and here I am 9 years later.
That's right.
Now I have four shows.
I love that story. And you know what? I include stories similar to yourself in my book, because I think women need to hear that. And when you see these, you hear and you read these inspiring stories, you can take little pieces of that, right? And you can apply it to your own life to think, okay, well, how did she do that? Okay, let me try this. A lot of this is also, and I don't know if you found this, but creating a support network that can help boost you. You need to surround yourself with a squad, usually of women, you know, like-minded space, who can cheer you on, because you need that support system to often get out the door and get going. Or even if it's just one friend who can just keep saying, you know what, you've got this, keep trying, and you're going to succeed.
Well, I noticed that I've surrounded myself today with two women that don't know the definition of the word fear. I love it. Both of you made huge successes and challenges and overcome them. And so I invite our listeners, because as an entrepreneur, we sometimes will get depressed or we face challenges. And I'll tell you, it's not just women. Guys face it too. We may fake it more. We may not think it through enough. But let me tell you, we face the same challenges and frankly, a depression at times, because you don't know what to do. And so I invite all our listeners to go check out your book and read it, because I think it's very inspirational and some great lessons.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And yeah, you know, I do think that there is something about entrepreneurs and what you just mentioned, that depression, that doesn't get a lot of buzz out there, because it's much more exciting to hear about all the success stories, especially coming from the tech space and the startup world and all those, like, bright and shiny companies that you know, emerge, and you hear about all the greatness. What you don't see or what you don't hear about are the failures. And that can be very sad and very lonely. On the other hand, you can also really learn and grow from that, too. You know, I write in my book about a woman who applied to law school 3 times to Yale Law School before she actually got in. She also ran for Congress and lost. She also ran for another office in New York City and lost. And now she's running Girls Who Code, which is, you know, this incredible organization that many, many people have heard about. And as she says, it's been all unicorns and rainbows. But it came from failure, which led her to the place where she is today. And I think that is ultimately the greatest lesson coming out of all of this, is to try and try, and it may not work out the first time or the second time, but to keep persevering and pivoting and figuring it out and getting out on the other side of all of it.
And I'm going to hate to tell you this, we're out of time, but we definitely are going to ask you to come back. We want to invite you to check out our website, WendySachs.com. There'll also be a link on our website, the10minutemarketer.com. Wendy, thank you for joining us. I'm talking fast because we're out of time and I got to finish my coffee. You have a great day, and thank you all for listening.